Chapter 17. And there came one of the seven messengers, who were having the seven vials, and he spake with me, saying to me, Come, I will show to thee the judgment of the great whore, who is sitting upon the many waters, with whom the kings of the earth did commit whoredom, and made drunk from the wine of her whoredom were those inhabiting the earth. And he carried me away to a wilderness in the spirit, and I saw a woman sitting upon a scarlet-colored beast, full of names of evil-speaking, having seven heads, and ten horns. And the woman was arrayed with purple, and scarlet color, and gilded with gold, and precious stone, and pearls, having a golden cup in her hand full of abominations, and uncleanness of her whoredom. And upon her forehead was a name written, Secret, Babylon the Great, the mother of the whores, and the abominations of the earth. And I saw the woman drunken from the blood of the saints, and from the blood of the witnesses of Jesus, and I did wonder, having seen her, with great wonder. And the messenger said to me, Wherefore didst thou wonder? I will tell thee the secret of the woman, and of the beast that is carrying her, which hath the seven heads, and the ten horns. The beast that thou didst see, it was, and it is not, and it is about to come up out of the abyss, and to go away to destruction, and wonder shall those dwelling upon the earth, whose names have not been written upon the scroll of the life from the foundation of the world, beholding the beast that was, and is not, although it is. Here is the mind that is having wisdom. The seven heads are seven mountains, upon which the woman doth sit. And there are seven kings, the five did fall, and the one is, the other did not yet come, and when he may come, it behoveth him to remain a little time. And the beast that was, and is not, he also is eighth, and out of the seven he is, and to destruction he doth go away. And the ten horns that thou sawest, are ten kings, whom a kingdom did not yet receive, but authority as kings the same hour do receive with the beast. These have one mind, and their own power, and authority to the beast they shall give over. These with the Lamb shall make war, and the Lamb shall overcome them, because Lord of lords he is, and King of kings, and those with him are called, and choice, and steadfast. And he saith to me, The waters that thou didst see, where the whore doth sit, are peoples, and multitudes, and nations, and tongues. And the ten horns that thou didst see upon the beast, these shall hate the whore, and shall make her desolate, and naked, and shall eat her flesh, and shall burn her in fire. For God did give into their hearts to do its mind, and to make one mind, and to give their kingdom to the beast till the sayings of God may be complete. And the woman that thou didst see is the great city that is having reign over the kings of the land.